Wonderful Tuesday morning, beloved. Again, I am so blessed to be able to share my morning with you as together we read God's Word. Today we are in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 1 through 18, and in Paul's second letter to Timothy, it consists largely of personal advice. The main theme is endurance, and Timothy is encouraged to keep on witnessing faithfully to Christ Jesus and to do his duty as a teacher and an evangelist, all in the face of suffering and opposition. Timothy's grandmother and mother are commended for their faith and the faith that they instilled in Timothy. And God's saving word for us still this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by God's will, sent to proclaim the promised life which we have in union with Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. I give thanks to God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. I thank him as I remember you always in my prayers, night and day. I remember your tears, and I want to see you very much so that I may be filled with joy. I remember the sincere faith you have, the kind of faith that your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice also had. I'm sure that you have it also. For this reason, I remind you to keep alive the gift that God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For the Spirit of God has given that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, his Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. Do not be ashamed, then, of witnessing for our Lord. Neither be ashamed of me, a prisoner, for Christ's sake. Instead, take your part in suffering for the good news as God gives you the strength for it. He saved us and called us to be his own people, not because of what we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. He gave us this grace by means of Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, and now it has been revealed to us through the coming of our Savior, Christ Jesus. He has ended the power of death, and through the gospel has revealed immortal life. God has appointed me as an apostle and teacher to proclaim the good news, and it is for this reason that I suffer these things. But I am still full of confidence because I know whom I have trusted, and I am sure that he is able to keep safe until that day what he has entrusted to me. Hold firmly to the true words that I taught you as the example for you to follow, and remain in the faith and love that is ours in union with Christ Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, keep the good things that have been entrusted to you. You know that everyone in the province of Asia, including Phygellus and Hermogenes, has deserted me. May the Lord show mercy to the family of Onesiphorus, because he cheered me up many times. He was not ashamed that I'm in prison. But as soon as he arrived in Rome, he started looking for me until he found me. May the Lord grant him his mercy on that day. And you know very well how much he did for me in Ephesus. And today's key verse is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, where Paul writes, "For the Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, his Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control." You know, beloved, it's so easy when the world and just our own human frailties begin stacking up against us. It's very easy to start to worry. It's very easy to start, well, to fear. But we must remember that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of a strong mind, of boldness. And so fear only comes from the devil. Let's make every effort not to let the devil motivate us by fear to do something that is contrary to God's perfect will. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, Empower me to share the light of Jesus Christ and your salvation with others, and not to be ashamed of witnessing for you. By your Holy Spirit, fill me with love and power and self-control. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings this morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be continuing in 2 Timothy chapter 2, where Timothy is encouraged to be a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.